How many spam phone calls are you guys getting in one day? Because I counted 20 yesterday alone. 20 spam calls / robocalls.
That's literally / insane.
Telemarketing. I'm losing my mind, Breezy. It almost seems that, I don't know, the more you block these numbers, the more calls that you get. It speaks to my mornings, and you know, I'm trying to get some insight on how to go about fixing this issue. So if you guys have any advice, 585-252-9800.
Changing my
number is not an option.
Yeah, no one's going to change their number. But I think one of the biggest things is like figuring out how you end up on this list in the first place. Where did the data breach happen? Where did your number get leaked? Like, this is crazy.
I'm sure there's one or two websites in the past I put my phone number into, and I'm sure they sold, you know, my info.
But like, okay, what is a spam call, right? Because a lot of the times I get these spam calls and no one is on the other line.
Are you answering them? It's brave.
Sometimes I do if I think a doctor's appointment is calling me or whatever.
See, like 17
yesterday.
Or they'll
leave voicemails.
Spam, 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 spam. Most of them say United States. Others say robocaller. They all have the same area code. It's all 680. And I just, the more I block, I go through, I block every number, and it's like they call back even more when I'm blocking the number. It's like they're almost doing it for spite. And yesterday was just one of those days where I was completely over it. And like I said, the more I blocked the calls, the more they would call back. It's like out of spite.
Right.
And this has now officially become personal. And I don't know what to do about it. We had this conversation. I was telling you how pissed I was at Verizon because my phone bill's $130 a month. So a lot of people were like, you know, you should call them, try and fix that. I'm like, it just seems a little steep for one line to pay $130 a month.
Right.
But I was like, you know, are there any options that Verizon offers that could help you block these numbers? I don't know.
Hugo, if that's the case, I'm staying.
Well, I'm just, it's a headache, you know? I'm so over it. Steve says, what's up, guys? I was getting the same thing. What I did was go into iPhone settings and go to phone and silence unknown callers. That has helped a little bit. Yeah. He said, I made the mistake by entering my phone number on every website I visited. Yeah, those sites will absolutely sell your information.
That'll do her.
This is such a headache. God, I wanted to throw my phone up against the wall yesterday. And then if I did that, I would have panicked, you know?
Yeah.
And felt horrible because God knows we're all so attached to our phones.
Right. I just like in this day and age, like how stupid do people actually think we are? Like, when does this work? I mean, maybe for like elderly people or people who aren't really tech savvy.
They don't know who they're calling. Like, I get a call a couple of weeks ago from this, he was an Indian guy. I was like, who is this? He's like, Walter. I said, what's your real name? He goes, it's Walt. It's like, okay. Well, apparently my social security number was broken and they needed me to fix it. Otherwise, I was going to be placed under the rest. I was like, oh, right. Okay, that sounds
the rest
serious.
The rest of who?
You're going to be placed under the rest if you don't fix the social security number. We need you to send us $500, and then we will officially be able to fix it. I say, how did it break? He goes, we don't know. This happens all the time, but we need the $500 immediately.
Right, of course.
I was like, all right, take my card number. It's 1234567 89. Moose, ask your provider if they have a spam blocker. They don't do it automatically. You have to ask. But try a spam blocker app like RoboKiller. Is it free?
Yeah, this person says, I block every spam number that calls me. That seems to work well. Okay.
Oh, this person, Julie, says you can't interact with the calls. If you don't drop the call, just silence your ringer, and they should start to go away.
So, for my phone, like, some of these calls won't even come through to my phone. Maybe that's a setting I have on my phone. Like, they won't even ring. They'll just say, like, missed call, and it'll be, like, potential spam and silenced and things like that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So maybe there is a setting, because I definitely have that on my phone.
I don't know. I got to figure out how to do that feature. Oh, God, this is so frustrating. Krista says, I block everyone, and after years, I get maybe two a week. My old phone number, however, was the number some skank used to have before me, and bill collectors, police, and some guy named Dizzy are all looking for her. Oh, okay. Dizzy.
Dizzy's called me a couple times, too, so that makes sense. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, and that just comes down to, like, I'm never going to change my number because you're annoying. Just like I said last break, I'm not going to inconvenience my life because you're an idiot. So
there's no way I've had my number since 2000. Okay? For the last 25 years, it's just a part of who I am.
Correct.
I can't do it. And most people who have a cell phone today, they've had their number, the same number, for over 20 years.
I cannot believe that people get new numbers.
People do it all the time.
So
but
crazy to me.
I got to ask you, though, if you've gotten a new number in the last year or so, how refreshing is it? Because some of you,
nobody,
you don't want to be reached.
You. No.
Some of you don't want to be reached.
No, you do not. Oh, gosh. I haven't gotten a wrong text in a while. And I'm like, I'm fiending for it. I want someone to send me a text that they think they're talking to Janine from California. You know, it's just like fun to chat with new people.
Moose, who's your phone provider? It's Verizon. If it's AT&T, they offer Active Guard. Mm. It will block suspected scammers and spam. I haven't seen one in months.
Looks like you're switching.
The free version works just fine. You don't need to pay for the monthly version. I would imagine most other cell phone providers offer something similar for their subscribers. Also, tell Walter I said hello. I will. I'll give him your best.
Absolutely.
We'll give Walter your best. I got to try one of these. I mean, there's definitely options here, but this is driving me nuts. I mean, every call that came in yesterday, I think it's an important call. Like, somebody's actually reaching out to want to speak to me.
Wait, yeah, that's
not a single person.
That's so funny. You like think you're super important.
Yeah, the whole day.
You're like, I'm so popular. I haven't even gotten this many calls on my birthday on Monday.
No, I didn't. And yeah, all these calls were because apparently my social security number is broken.
That's like when you leave your phone at home for the day and you come running back and you're like, oh, 50 texts. It's all just like coupon to Kohl's. Like, get money now. Just like
such
stupid
a waste of time.
Spam texts.
Absolute waste of time. If your social security number is broken, I would definitely recommend fixing it. Otherwise, you're going to be placed under the rest.
Wait a minute. Something's missing.
Waking up this morning to some absolutely devastating news that took place last night. An American Airlines small Eagle plane from Kansas collided with a military helicopter crashing into the Potomac River near D.C.'s Reagan National Airport. This all happened Wednesday night, according to the FAA officials. The crash halted takeoffs and landings from the D.C. area airport as officials issued a ground stop and closed the airport, according to the FAA. The airport is expected to continue its ground stop until around 11 a.m. this morning. The video of this is absolutely horrific. You can see the explosion that happens.
Yeah.
It's not entirely clear, like, how exactly or why the helicopter was at the rate it was or where it was or things of that nature. But as of 7:20 this morning, 30 bodies have been recovered from this crash, from the river. And it's just terrifying. It's so scary. And like we don't really think about, I mean, some people do, but you don't really think about your planes crashing because it's very few and far between, luckily, thank goodness. But our hearts go out to all these people that were affected, their families. Like, it's just a lot.
And so just to get the story straight, this was an American Airlines jet with 60 passengers, 4 crew members, and it collided with an Army helicopter while landing at the Ronald Reagan National Airport. It turns out a lot of these passengers were from the they confirmed they were former champion Russian skaters were on board, a few U.S. skaters, I believe, too. But it doesn't look like there was any survivors. Is that right, Breezy?
I mean, not that we know of yet.
This story is still, there's a lot of details coming in, and there's also a lot of unanswered questions, but obviously we'll get answers to those It's just a tragic story. This took place at 9 p.m. last night. Just horrible.
Yeah.
Coming up on the show.
Coming up on the show, when you're in a relationship with somebody and as your relationship progresses, you obviously get more comfortable with them. But at what limit is your comfortability? And how do you know that you're that comfortable? Is it a certain thing that you do? Is it a certain phrase that you say? Is it an action that you take?
I'm going to assume it's just pooping with the door open.
Right, right, right. Well, we'll get into all of that and more coming up next.
Five.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
Thousand.
Unbelievable.
Dollars.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy Breeze. I've been doing the show with my shoes off this morning, and I got to say, it feels great. My pants are coming off next.
That's literally just me every morning.
At what point do you know you're beyond comfortable with your partner? What things do you do? Do you put your feet up on the kitchen table and clip your toenails during dinner? Do you try to get intimate even though you haven't showered in a week?
Right.
Ugh. But people do it.
I feel like the boundaries just like don't exist anymore.
No.
And I feel like there's such a delicate balance with this because it's such a good thing, right? That you're that comfortable with somebody, but it's also like, where's the mystery? You know what I mean?
Breezy, how long does it usually take you? And the other question is, who's more comfortable right now in your relationship? Because you and your girlfriend are coming up on 10 months? A year?
Yeah, it'll be a year in like 2 months. So yeah, 10 months.
Okay, you're about 10 months right now. Who's more comfortable in the relationship?
I think that we're both significantly comfortable. I just think that my girlfriend knows no bounds. And like, we'll do the same things to each other, but she loves to like pick at my skin.
Ew, like, no, that's not it. Ew.
Yeah, fully.
I don't like that. You let her do it?
Well, here's the thing.
You like it, don't you?
No, I hate it.
What is she picking at? Scabs?
Anything. Like pimples, blemishes.
What in the methamphetamine? Ooh.
Yeah. It's crazy. And most of the time, I'll just be like on TikTok scrolling, so I don't even know what's going on. But then I'll like actually come to and figure out what's happening. I'm like, can you stop? And she's like, yeah, like 1 second. I'm like, no, like, stop like now.
I don't like that. It's not for me. I don't want anyone picking at my skin. You're not a dermatologist. No. What do you do to her?
I mean, I'll pick at her stuff too. So I'm not like completely out of the realm with this, but I'm asking the question this morning to anyone else who's in a relationship.
Please.
585-252-9800. How do you know that you're ever so comfortable with your partner? What tangible things do you do either to each other, in front of each other, that you're like, yeah, this is kind of, there's no more mystery here. This person says, when you fart in front of each other, that's when you know.
I don't know. I
see, can I say something before we?
Go ahead.
I don't know you in a relationship. I've never known you in a relationship. I've never seen you in a relationship. So I don't know, right?
That's not true. I've dated women that you've known.
Okay.
You know?
Okay,
go ahead. Sure.
Seriously, no. I've never seen you.
You don't know the ins and outs? Is that what you're saying? Like how I behave?
I'm going to assume that you
what?
Never get to this spot.
What?
I'm going to assume that you never get to this spot of comfortability with your partners.
Why would you make that assumption?
I'm just going to throw that out there because that just seems like your vibe. We're not pooping in front of each other.
No,
we're
not
farting each other in front of each other. We're not picking each other's anything.
Well, here's the thing.
I don't think that's your vibe.
I would definitely say if you were to be comfortable enough to fart in front of your partner, which sometimes can lead to sharting, but if you were to do that, you would definitely, this is the person for you. I have not been comfortable to do that in front of anybody. I just, maybe a couple times, but it's not something I'm actively doing.
But if somebody did that, if a girl did that in front of you, you would break up with her.
I wouldn't say I would break up with her, but we'd have to have a serious talk.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
Why would you feel the need to do that? How is that sexy?
It's not, but I think it's not. I will wholeheartedly agree with you. It's definitely not. But I feel like if somebody is that comfortable around you,
right,
that they feel that they can be their full, true, authentic self and not have to hide or sugarcoat anything, that is love.
No, I'm not disagreeing. Love. I'm not disagreeing with you. I just need to come to a place where I'm like, oh, yeah, okay. Now, instead, so when we're intimate, I'm not thinking about that.
Why would you be thinking about that? This person says.
Because it's a turnoff.
Yeah, of course it is. But it probably is. Like, you do it too. Everybody does it, okay? So it is what it is. It's just part of being a human being, okay? This person says, I think you know that you are extremely comfortable with your partner when you have to give them an enema or a suppository.
Oh, God. No, I don't want to think about that. And in my own head, when a girl farts, I just want to picture her farting cupcakes and rainbows and sprinkles. That's.
This person says, sorry, Moose, being in love is not 24/7 sexy.
I know. All right. I don't need you to give me a lowdown on what love looks like. Okay. If anybody in this room knows what love is and passion, it's sitting right over here. And I'm not pointing at Breezy. So sorry.
No. I just feel like as annoying as it is, and as gross as it may be, I think that I take comfort in knowing that my partner and I can do that in front of each other without judgment.
Okay, so who's pooping with the door open?
I think everybody.
No, I'm talking to you. Was one of you guys doing it? Have you got to that stage of your relationship?
I think everybody involved.
I'm not trying to do potty talk this morning. It's just a legitimate question.
This person says, you're right on, Breezy. I would say the same thing about Moose as well. This person said, I had super bad hemorrhoids and my boyfriend had to give me a suppository. Yeah.
Listen, I've gone to certain lengths in relationships. With when my girlfriend, that one that passed away, was in the hospital,
yeah,
I had to remove her catheter for her. You think that was fun?
Okay. That is a very, very circumstantial situation.
Yeah, but
I'm sick. You had no choice. But this, everyone's healthy. Everyone's just living their best life. Okay.
Okay.
And I have, like, okay. Let's rewind. You're on vacation with your imaginary girlfriend. Okay.
Right.
You are sharing a room.
Sure.
She has to have a blowout. She can't go to the bathroom.
I would.
You would expect her to go downstairs to the common.
No, of course not. That's not polite. I would remove myself from the situation and go downstairs. There's no reason for me to be there. Or I just take a flight home.
At this rate, we're never going to find you anybody. It's so tough. 98 PXY.